The Click Magnet Dating Podcast, where experts dial in to discuss dating mastery, both online and off.
Hey guys, Scott Valdez here, and welcome to the Click Magnet Dating Podcast by Virtual Dating Assistants. Here with me, I've got Alex Nova on the line. Alex is the founder of attractwomen.com.au, a top dating coach company in Australia and Southeast Asia. He's been studying psychology and female attraction for the last 10 years and teaches men about topics such as body language, how to talk to women, how to attract women, why nice guys finish last, and how to build your confidence and self-esteem. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me, Scott. It's great to be here.
It's awesome to finally have you on. And so, you know, basically what I kind of told you about is today what I want to do is I want to just kind of touch briefly on how to turn a phone number into a date and then focus on how to kill it on the first date so that she's dying to see more of you and, you know, possibly even go home with you on that same night. But before I get into that, I always like to kind of start things off by learning a bit about the guest story. So why don't you just tell us a little bit, you know, about when you decided that you needed to get your dating life handled and, you know, what your personal journey was like to becoming successful with women.
No worries. Well, to start off, I first have to say that I was one of those guys who was always quite reasonably good looking, but that actually got me no results whatsoever with the opposite sex. So for most of my teenage years, I was always without a girlfriend. Girls never really paid any attention to me. I was always shy, and I was always waiting for something happen, like for some girl to come up and talk to me. And I thought that maybe if I was successful later on down the track, if I, my grades or marks or, you know, would improve, then women would magically start liking me. Of course, that never happened. I mean, even though I did get good grades in school, it certainly didn't help me with the opposite sex. So I realized that I had to change something about myself. So at the time, I was also trawling the internet forums and all these different chat type of MIC programs where you can actually talk to women online. And it was quite easy to hook up with all these different girls. But the problem was, none of them were actually that attractive. A lot of them would actually lie about their physical appearance. They would say something like, oh, I'm athletic and thin. And then when you actually meet them in real life, there'd be nothing even close to resembling what they told you over the phone or, you know, while chatting to you online. So with these girls, I would probably see them, you know, for a month or two, and I would certainly never show them to my friends or anyone like that, because that just wasn't to be, because I did not consider them someone who would be attractive for me as a girlfriend. So what I decided to actually do is I found a bunch of guys who were into going out and actually approaching and talking to women in bars and clubs. So we decided to actually almost make it like a religious event of going out every Friday and Saturday night and just come up and start random conversations with women out in bars, clubs, and other night venues. Pretty soon, I guess within about a month, we started noticing solid results where we'd be trying pretty much everything under the sun, you know, different openers. An opener is how you start up a conversation with a woman as opposed to a pickup line. And I realized that if I actually put myself out there and not worry about the outcome or not worry about being rejected, then women will actually give me the time of the day to talk to them. And in most situations, they actually did find me interesting, attractive, and someone they actually wanted to get to know better. So from then on, it just became an actual hobby of mine, and I was eagerly awaiting every Friday and Saturday night to, you know, to roll on so I can get out there and actually meet more exciting women out there.
Well, awesome. So, you know, with this interview, like I said, what I really want to do is kind of focus, you know, on what you do when you get a phone number and kind of taking things to the first date. Obviously, going out, like you were meeting so many girls, you were probably getting a lot of phone numbers in your phone. And, you know, usually when you're getting numbers and you're not hooking up the same night, the goal is to actually get her in person again for a date, for drinks, and then to take things from there so you can actually have a chance to meet her again in person. So a lot, it kind of fits in well with a lot of what our clients are doing, since a lot of them are meeting people online, and then they've got all these phone numbers, and they've got to get them in person and to make a good impression on the first date. So I know you have a lot of experience with that. So let's kind of start with the phone and text area. first things is, what's some general tips you can give guys, you know, just on how to connect with her and create attraction over the phone? The very, very first phone call that they make to a girl.
What personally has worked for me with great success is I try and actually think of some callback humor. So I might say something like, "Hi, it was lovely to meet you last night. Chairman didn't get to chat for longer. I hope you get back home safe." And then I would ask her something. For example, "Do you like chocolate?" This is a good way to sort of start off a message because, you know, it's quite sweet and short. And in the end, you're asking her a question about something that most girls love, which is chocolate. Most girls will reply saying, yes, they do like chocolate. And they might even ask, why are you asking such a strange question? So then you can say something like, "Oh, so we both like chocolate. Cool. You have a sweet tooth." And then you can ask her another question, sort of building up even more. "P.S., do you like red or white wine?" So at the same time, you're learning more about herself as a character, as a person, what type of taste she has. And then she'll reply saying something like, "Oh, like red or white wine." And then you can just say, "Ah, so red or white wine, hey?" And then you can say, "Oh, well," and champagne pretty much goes with anything else as well. Then what I find works really well is if you actually tell her that, "Hey, I'll be out later on this week for drinks with friends. You should definitely join me." So if a girl already likes you, she will definitely agree and come along. But if she's still not sure about you, she might say something like, "Oh, I'm not too sure," or maybe later on, maybe some other time. And the beautiful thing about telling her to come and join you with your friends is because you're already going there in the first place. So even if she knocks you back, it doesn't really matter because you're going to say, "Oh, well, okay, I'm going to be there anyway. I'll let them know if you change your mind." So it comes out in a much more favorable manner for you if she says no.
You mentioned something you said is callback humor, but you didn't talk too much about it. Can you kind of explain what callback humor is, and maybe even in the context of like an online dating conversation, you know, maybe something she said online, like, and how you would use that in a text message?
Yep. Well, for example, if you were talking about something funny in particular, like, for example, she said that she's going to be getting a haircut or she's going to be dyeing her hair completely blonde, you might say, you know, like with your first text message, you might send her something along the lines of, "So, do you look more like a little chicken, or do, you know, has your hair turned out really, really great?" You know, something just to make her recall the conversation that you previously had. And at the same time, you're teasing her with, you know, by calling her, you know, a little chicken, or, you know, asking her if it actually turned out really well because that's what she was, the results she was after. So nothing in particular, but yeah, just little things like that can actually add value and create the text messaging much more exciting for her.
Mm-hmm. What should guys not do when texting girls? Like, what are some of the big mistakes that a lot of guys make?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think these are some of the things to follow. Basically, don't instantly reply to her text messages. Okay, take a little bit more time. Try and also eliminate, you know, those LOLs, laugh out loud, or smiley faces as much as possible, because they make a guy seem a bit too eager and way too friendly. And this is something that a lot of women don't really find it attractive in particular. Never end messages without any questions in the end, because in order for her to reply, you must ask her something after the actual text message. So she'll be more than, you know, eager to say something back or ask you something in return. Don't always allow the same time when replying to messages either. So, for example, the first time you might want to wait 5 minutes for replying. Next time you want to wait about 15 or 20 minutes. After that, you might take about an hour or something to reply. And basically, a good rule to follow is if a girl takes half an hour to reply, take a little bit longer than that. So half an hour, you take about 35 or 40 minutes to reply. If she takes an hour to reply, wait an hour and a half to reply. So just take it from there, because it just conveys that you are someone who's got things on in his life. He's not going to be sitting around by the phone waiting until the next text message from her.
And what do you do if she just doesn't reply to your text at all?
What I would personally do is I would never send a follow-up message, because that would definitely show neediness and me being too eager. So what I would do is I would wait until a day or two, at least probably about a couple of days, and then I would re-engage her with something that just happened randomly in my life. So I would say something like, "Hey, guess what? You wouldn't believe what just happened to me before. I was driving along on a freeway and this truck nearly clipped me from behind. Lucky I wasn't listening to music too loud, otherwise I would have been in serious trouble. Anyway, how should they been? So something that can create a little bit of intrigue on her part, and at the same time, you don't want to be asking her why she didn't reply to your previous message before. So start on a fresh new page and take it from there.
And when do you, you know, how often do you actually pick up the phone and call? And like, when's, you know, how do you know if you should text her or you should call her?
I find, well, actually, it's, from my experience, it works in these two ways. I find that with younger girls, anywhere from 18 to about 25 years old, they prefer text messages when it comes to communicating. All right, so with younger girls, you might want to send them a quick text message just to sort of say hi and, you know, tell her something that's funny or exciting happened in your life right in that instance. With more mature women, say over the age of 30, I would most likely give them a call just for the fact that they do prefer to actually talk to men on the phone as opposed to text messaging. But having said that, for example, if you do text and you get no reply, perhaps it's better to wait a few days and actually call her just to make sure that she prefers to talk on the phone as opposed to text messaging. And the same works with, for example, if you call women and they don't actually pick up the phone, but they text you back within the next 10 minutes or something. So you can clearly tell that they prefer text messaging as opposed to phone calls. So you just have to play it by ear.
What kind of tips can you guys give for once they're on the phone? So they called her, she picked up. Like phone conversation tips just to make her want to meet in person and just really make her interested.
Mm-hmm. I guess the quickest and easiest way to get the girl interested on the phone is to convey an interesting and busy lifestyle that you lead, obviously. You must show her in a non-direct way that you are someone who's cool, interesting, and of high social value. So, for example, when she asks you, "How was your day today?" you should never say something dumb like, "Oh, nothing, I just went to work," or, you know, "I stayed home and watched television." That's boring, you know. Most guys say this and these guys get nowhere. While you pretty much should do something exciting with your life daily, you can also choose to lie if you have to, because, you know, let's face it, it's all a game and, you know, you need to be on the winning side. So you can say something along the lines of, "Hey, I was out at work at 7 a.m. today, then took off at lunch time, so finished up a little bit earlier for a game of golf with my friends, then went to test drive this new car that I'm thinking of getting, and then afterwards I hit the gym." So now she basically sees you as someone who is exciting, someone who will be inclined to want, and she will be most likely more interested in wanting to be part of your life as opposed to someone who's not doing anything exciting with his life. So you just need to convince her that you are out there doing the things you like, your own boss, and you sees life and opportunities that come by and make, you know, everything exciting and that much more interesting, especially at the start of your conversations with her.
Yeah, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about there. It's always wait when you can be interesting about what you're doing, whether it's, you know, you just, you know, the cleaning lady just left and now you're cooking up, you know, some pasta sauce or something like that. It's always way more interesting than, "Hey, I'm sitting here watching TV with my friend."
That's fine.
So yeah, I think that's good advice. And so now that we've already gotten past the phone call, she's interested. You know, we suggested, let's get together. She, you know, or maybe even just kind of seeded an invitation. So in saying, "Hey, I'm going to be at this place this time with a couple of friends, you should meet there and we'll have a drink," right? So no matter what happens, you're now on a first date kind of situation. You're one-on-one with her face-to-face. In terms of online dating and our clients, we usually suggest that they go for like coffee or drinks on the first date. But there are a lot of other first date locations, and I know you probably got some good advice about some of those. Like, if you're going to kind of go something a little more interesting than just coffee or drinks, like, what are the kind of unique places that a guy can take a girl on the first date?
That's a good question. Actually, some of my favorites have included comedy clubs, because quite often, you know, it's a relaxed atmosphere. Everyone's having a great time laughing at these comedians on stage. People tend to, you know, have quite a few drinks, so they feel quite mellow and friendly and in a talkative manner as well. So I guess it's a good way to use humor as a way of building, you know, some attraction and rapport, especially on the first date. So I would definitely recommend the comedy club as one of the first date ideas. Another place would be, I'd prefer maybe even taking a girl to a museum if there's something really interesting on. just to sort of demonstrate to her that you are a deep kind of guy, you know, who appreciates fine art or some things that most other guys will not think twice about. So if there's some kind of a cool, you know, Tutankhamun or some Egyptian museum happening or some expo happening in your city, or maybe there's some type of Titanic exhibition as well, which is, you know, something that women will find attractive. You definitely don't want to take us to some latest electronics gizmo happening. So something that, you know, it has a little bit of romance or intrigue or mystery in it. And, yeah, take her along with you. Sure, she'll appreciate the time and actually your company at the same time. Another thing that most guys don't do is take girls on a first date to a concert or some type of a festival or a gig, because quite often, you know, if you both like the music, then it'll create a nice little connection between you two, because every time she'll think back about that particular band and, you know, she'll remember that it was you who actually took her there on a first date. So it's just a great way to connect with this girl from the get-go. If you do already feel comfortable with her and you do enjoy watching movies, don't actually go to a regular cinema. Take her to a drive-in cinemas. Okay, that's a little bit of a different experience as well, because they tend to be forgotten these days, so it can be quite a refreshing experience for both of you. You know, you can get some nice snacks together, you know, kick back in your car or her car and just watch some movie that you both will enjoy. Last but not least, I guess if you live around the winery yard, you know, some kind of vineyard, it's also good to go for a drive up to the, you know, to the mountains where they have some types of wine tasting or, you know, even cheese tasting or any of that type, those types of places. That could be a, quite a nice experience for both as well. So, yeah, any of those things is, I personally think, is a great thing to do on a first date. It's not so cliche.
Okay, so let's say a guy is getting ready for one of these dates, and most of the dates that you talked about were more of like classy but casual kind of things. You know, let's assume they're not going to a heavy metal concert or anything. They're going somewhere pretty nice, and it's the first date. You know, taking a step back, how should he dress for the date, and what kind of clothes should he not wear?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I think casual smart look is always appealing. I personally don't follow, and I don't actually recommend other guys to follow fashion advice, because whatever looks good at the moment sort of tends to make you blend in with the rest of the crowd, especially other guys. So, and quite often, you know, if skinny jeans are in fashion, for example, me being quite tall, they would look ridiculous on me. So I tend to follow clothes that look good on me rather than sort of follow the trend just because everybody else is doing it. I find that fitted clothes specifically do look great on myself, and can vouch the same for other guys too. So, you know, if it costs you a little bit more for that shirt to be fitted, by all means go for it. Also, the other thing is, it's always nice to just wear a nice clean pair of shoes, jeans, and a shirt with a collar. Okay, that's a great combination. Another thing that could add a nice touch would be a leather jacket if it's quite chilly outside, and a scarf. Any of those things would definitely make you stand out and seem more appealing to the women on the first date.
And so you get on the date. You know, let's say you've been talking to her online, or maybe you met her at a bar and you're kind of drunk, you don't remember. And you show up on the first date and she is just gorgeous, you know, completely out of your league. How can you can act around her and kind of be calm and make sure you just don't blow it?
Well, look, the main thing is to treat her like any other human being. Okay, do not get fixed on her appearance. Just because she's attractive or beautiful or stunning, you know, she's still a person at the end of the day, you know. This is from my experience anyway. Even the most attractive women can be very insecure about their looks, okay. They might think their boobs are too small, they might think their bum is too big, or, you know, vice versa. And the other thing is, the guy should be concentrating on screening her for her good values as a person, you know, something that he will appreciate deep inside her, and take it from there. For example, you can bust on her playfully. When I say bust, you know, just joke around with her without coming across as mean or arrogant. So you can ask her things like, you know, does she smoke? And for example, if you don't smoke yourself, you don't like other people to smoke. And if she does actually smoke, you can say, oh, Tip, well, we're broken up. You know, I can't hang out with you anymore. You know, I'm a health freak. But I might reconsider if you go for a jog every morning. You know, so things like that could work quite well. About bringing her down to the same level as you are. And quite often that gets great results, from my experience anyway.
Okay, so you're, you know, you've gotten past that. You're just kind of sitting across from each other. You know, a lot of guys I know have a hard time just having a good conversation and really keeping the conversation flowing, you know, where it's not like an interview and they're just asking her, you know, all these questions, where are you from, which, how many people are in your family, all these things, and it just gets really boring really fast. So what are some of the tips that you have just for kind of having a really good conversation and getting her really engaged on the first date?
Well, I think probably the most important thing is to start up some, to talk about something funny as soon as you see her. So choose something funny and exciting that has just happened to you. If nothing actually happened to you on the way to the date, then make something up. So, for instance, I mentioned how you're walking down the street from your house and this huge dog just bolting towards you. You thought, crap, oh my god, you know, this dog's gonna eat me alive. But when this huge bull mastiff is close to you, he just jumped up and started licking your neck. You know, so that actually will create a good vibe straight from the start, because she'll have a laugh, she'll think you're an easygoing, relaxed kind of guy, and it's just a great way to start the date on that way.
And what about the conversation no-nos? Like, what are the kind of things that the guys should never bring up on a first date?
Personally, I think don't talk about gruesome topics like murder or rape or some type of scary things that women will not find interesting or, you know, or pleasant even to talk about. At the same time, you want to avoid boring topics such as politics or, you know, anything serious like religion or, you know, that people being sick or anything, you know, wars, pretty much all the doom and gloom topics, that's a no-go zone. Keep the conversation fun by focusing on interesting topics like hobbies, you know, traveling, partying, meeting new people, setting goals to achieve in your life. Just, you know, you need to be optimistic. Women do not find guys who are, you know, too pessimistic attractive. So, yeah, just definitely talk about fun and interesting things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's some good tips on, you know, good conversation and also avoiding bad conversation. But what about body language, you know? And I think body language is really important on a first date. But, I think you could definitely kind of teach guys about what body language, you know, the subtle differences in body language that can create attraction, and what kind of body language also to kind of see from her to gauge whether or not she's interested in you. Can you explain those two things?
Basically, I will tell how guys should behave and then how to actually, what kind of signs to watch out for in women when it comes to body language. So the first one is, this one applies to guys, don't fidget. Okay, a lot of men out there who are nervous or sort of shy about, you know, going on the first date, tend to sort of play with their fingers or tend to sort of just look restless. And that's a bad look, because it instantly communicates to the woman that you are not confident, and this is something that doesn't really happen to you a lot. So definitely you want to keep that under control. The other thing is, some guys tend to slouch a lot, especially the taller guys. I know from my experience, because I used to do that quite a lot. Don't slouch, you know, have your shoulders straight and, you know, put your shoulders back so you look straight and steady. The other thing is, walk slower than most people unless you're in a hurry, because when you do walk slower, it makes you look more dominant and more of an alpha male. And that's quite appealing to a lot of women out there. The other thing, I guess, is you should talk a little bit slower than most. Also have that loud and clear pronunciation. It's best to say something once as opposed to having to repeat it once or twice or, you know, or three times. Because when you do that, you tend to lose your social power. It's so much better to go up to a girl at a bar and just say, "Hey, I'm Alex, how's your night going?" As opposed to her saying, "Oh, what? Sorry?" And you go, "Oh, hey, I'm Alex." "Oh, what? Yeah, yeah. Oh, hey, I'm Alex." And you just instantly lose your male dominance right then and there. So say something loud and clear once, as opposed to having to repeat it again. When sitting down, try and look relaxed. I personally like to sort of lean back and look calm and collected at the same time. I don't like to cross my legs, because it's an awkward position for me. And I strongly advise against leaning forward, because it sort of makes you look weak and in a submissive type of frame. Now, don't be a tryhard. What I mean by tryhard is when you actually sit back and you put your feet on the table and you look overly confident. That's also a bad look, because it makes you seem arrogant and just a bit of an asshole. So don't do that. There's actually an interesting, funny story with a friend of mine who was quite shy for most of his life. And one day he decided to go out and buy himself, you know, a $100,000 Porsche. So all of a sudden, you know, he's coming out, he's sitting in clubs, you know, with his feet up on a table. He's acting like, you know, he's some type of a celebrity. And the funny thing is women do notice that, and he got a lot better results that way. But, you know, here we can save, you know, $100,000 right there just by changing your body language in a way as to make yourself look more appealing and more confident.
And what about the woman? And what kind of body, you know, the body language that you can look for to see if she's interested in you or not?
Mm-hmm. With women, you need to sort of pay attention to what she does when she's actually talking to you. So, for example, quite often women will engage in direct eye contact. So if she's looking at you deep into your eyes, pay attention to that, because quite often that's a way women test to see if a guy's confident enough to, and, you know, if there's something more special about him. So definitely try and maintain the eye contact with her. The other thing is a lot of women will try and sort of be physical with you. So she might touch you on your shoulder, you know, pay attention to that, because that's a good way of telling that she is interested in getting to know you better. She might also ask you direct questions about yourself. You know, what's your name? Where are you from? What do you do? That's her way of sort of investing energy and time into finding out more information about you to make her, you know, an assessment whether she should get to know you better in the long term. The other thing is, a lot of guys out there say that women like to play with their hair in front of guys they do like. I tend to agree with that, because quite often women will almost, without even realizing, start to sort of, you know, doing their makeup or, you know, try and fix up their hair. So it's a good, you know, key indicator that they do find you attractive. And of course, more of the obvious signs is, for example, if she's there with a large group of friends, and they happen to want to go somewhere else, and she's choosing to stay with you at that club or a bar, then, you know, great. She's obviously clearly interested in you. And, yeah, you know, you should definitely capitalize on that. Don't think that, you know, women are acting that way because they're nice. And what I have to actually stress to a lot of guys out there is, you know, have that mentality that all women out there find you irresistible. Okay, because when you do that, you will not miss out on any of those opportunities, because automatically you'll think that every girl out there wants you and wants to be with you. So you should just act on it and make it count.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And I was talking with a couple friends of mine the other day that we were talking about that are really successful with women, and we were kind of talking about how, well, we're successful, we're not really cocky about it. And then we all started thinking, and we said, wait, well, actually, we are kind of cocky about it, because we're all so overly confident in ourselves. So I know how that kind of mindset can really help you to get more girls. So that's a really good point. One thing that I want to kind of expand on a little bit more is just kind of, you know, how you can flirt on the first date. You know, like a lot of guys, you can keep a good conversation going, but it's just like you're talking to a friend or anyone else. Like, how can you really, you know, make her know that you're a man and that you're fun and flirtatious and interesting, you know, just by kind of using some banter and other techniques on the first date?
Well, look, I personally think that, you know, the man should take the lead and actually go in there expecting the girl to actually like him and enjoy his company and end the date on a high note. So one of the best ways to actually start the date and flirt with a woman is, as soon as you see her, you know, give her a big, great hug and make her feel welcome and safe in your arms. So it's one way of actually communicating to her that you are a physical person and you do enjoy the company of being in close proximity with women. Look deep into her eyes, okay? Like I said before, don't look away, okay? Make her look away first, okay? Guys who do that, they tend to make women think, oh, you know, this guy is really confident. There's something interesting and special about him. And it intrigues them, because a lot of guys actually, they feel it's sort of wrong to keep looking at a beautiful woman, especially when she's looking back at them. It's almost, many guys think that there's some kind of an unwritten law that states you should not look women directly into her eyes if she's looking at you. So that's a terrible way of going about it. So definitely make her look away first. If she's looking at you and she's smiling, you know, you should definitely smile as well. Just sort of like try and mimic her in that sense. Now, for example, if you're out at a bar or some type of night venue when there's live music playing, or even, you know, any type of dancing music, as you're walking across, or if she decides to go for a dance or something, you know, you should spin her around, just sort of be that guy who knows, you know, what he wants and isn't afraid to show it. So that can actually work quite well with new girls you just happen to meet at the bar as well. So if you happen to be walking past an attractive woman who's on a dance floor, you know, give her a high five, then actually take her hand and give her a twirl. Okay, girls love that. They appreciate a man who's not afraid to actually state that he's attracted to this woman who he's never spoken to before. And the other thing is, women like to feel feminine, so they want guys who take control. The other thing I have to mention is, when it comes to touching, see where she's touching you and actually mimic her in the same way. So, for example, if she's talking to you and telling you some type of an interesting story and then she touches your hand, don't be afraid of touching her on the same body part a minute or two later, okay? If she's being overly sexual, then you can pretty much do whatever she's doing to you. That's a great way of capitalizing and actually making yourself appear as a sexual person. So, yeah, basically, if you follow all those points, you should have no problems flirting with them and actually make them realize that you are someone who's interested in them in more than just being friends.
Awesome. There's one thing that I think I read of yours, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I read something about how you were talking about how the drink order on the first date can say something about her.
Mm-hmm.
What can a drink order say? Like, what can you learn from based on what she orders to drink?
Well, look, personally, from my experience, there are, of course, you'll be meeting a lot of different women out there, you know, younger girls, older women, and pretty much everything in between. So if, for example, you meet a girl who's 18, 19 years old, she's most likely going to be ordering something like vodka with orange juice, and that just tells me that she's trying to have a great time and get quite tipsy very quickly. Other girls might be drinking beer just because that's all they can afford, and you know, that's their way of sort of getting tipsy as well. So, but at the same time, you can meet women who are quite, you know, they know exactly what they want. So they tend to go for more sophisticated drinks, like, you know, some type of expensive champagne or some type of wine or even a cocktail. So, yeah, definitely. It's a good way, I guess, to pay attention to those things, just because it can tell you a lot more about the girl and who you're potentially dealing with.
And what are some, you know, if you had to give a good friend of yours, you know, he's about to go on a date with a girl that he met at a bar, just talked to her a few minutes at the bar, and he's about to go on a date with her, and he just says, listen, I've got to run out the door in 2 minutes. Like, what are your very best tips for making a great impression on the first date, so that she wants to see me again, or hell, maybe I can even take her home tonight? Like, what would you tell that friend?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'd say, keep the conversation interesting and fun. Take it to some type of interesting place, like I mentioned before, you know, where most guys don't go. So, for example, like, actually, I have to say that it's good to take a woman to a number of different locations for the first date, because she wants to remember you as someone who wasn't just the guy she went to, you know, for a drink at a bar or even to a museum. She wants to remember you as someone who actually took her to a number of different places. So, for instance, what I would highly recommend is perhaps meet up with her for a drink at some type of coffee shop. You know, stay there for about, you know, 30 or 40 minutes, have your coffee or have your tea, and then actually say, okay, hey, I know this great place down the road, which can be a museum or which can be some type of a, even a beach where you can just go for a relaxing walk and get to know each other better. Another thing that actually works quite well with women is to go window shopping around different shopping malls, because women, you know, let's face it, they love shopping. So you can take her there, and as you're walking along, you can, you know, go into different shops, try clothes on, you know, get her opinion on what looks good on you. Maybe she might want to try something on as well. So it's a great way of actually establishing a bond. And at the same time, you should be telling her about your character, okay? You should be actually raising your social value by telling her interesting stories from your childhood, something, I guess, fun and exciting that has happened to you. For example, I'm from Europe originally myself, so I fell through the ice when I was 5 years old, and it's something that, you know, a lot of women will freak out about when they hear it, so they want to get to know more about my story. So pick some type of an interesting event that has happened to you previously from your childhood, as well as talk about your future plans. Like, for example, next year I'm going to be doing a six-month adventure around South America, just, you know, backpacking and, you know, seeing the sights. That's what women also find really intriguing and exciting. So you just need to maintain that approach saying that you are someone out who's adventurous, who's spontaneous, and who basically lives life on the edge. That's a great way of building a great character to make sure that the, you know, most women will find you attractive in that sense. At the same time, what I have to stress is just because she's a girl, you know, she's got a pair of boobs, doesn't mean that, you know, you have to make her your girlfriend, okay? You need to assess every girl that you're out with to see if she's someone you want to get to know better, all right? The thing is, the mistake that most guys do is they try and win over every single girl that they go out on a date with. Now, I don't believe that that's a necessary thing to do, because at the same time, you should be looking out for women who are compatible with you, who should be having the same types of goals and dreams and values. So once I actually do find a girl that is on par with me, then I will pursue her. But if I think she, you know, she's a completely different person to me, then I might, you know, sleep with her that same night, but I will not pursue her as a girlfriend. You know, so you just need to have some type of a selection criteria, if you must, to see which girl fits into where, and then take it from there.
Yeah, you know, I like that advice as well, because I feel like when you're always there, like, trying to win the other person over, that's not a very attractive thing, right?
Definitely.
So if you're the most attractive girls are probably the ones that are most attracted to the guy that's actually going to screen her and ask questions to make sure that he's interested in her.
Exactly, yeah. That's what women want, you know. They don't want some guy who's just a pushover, who wants to please them all the time. They want someone who, a real man, who knows what he wants, isn't afraid to go after it, and make her a guest in his reality.
Yeah, I like that. It's well said. Well, great. Well, Alex, I think the guys listening to this interview are going to want to learn more about you, and they're going to want to know where to find you online. So why don't you tell them exactly where to go?
Yep, thanks, Scott. They can actually find me at www.attractwomen.com.au.
Cool. Awesome. So great. So what do you have there? Like, why don't you tell us just a little bit about the products and services that you have on your site?
Well, first of all, we basically offer products such as ebooks to, you know, to get the guys reading up on, you know, what actually attracts men, women to men, and how to become those successful guys out there who have no problems meeting, attracting, and dating women. It's all about just making sure that our listeners or readers, you know, familiarize themselves with the, I guess, the fundamentals of what actually attracts women to men, which is quite important in our society nowadays, because women have changed over the last, say, 50 years to become more independent and, I guess, more of a modern woman out there. The other thing is we have on our website is free articles where guys, you know, can just read up on the latest dating advice to see you know, what's happening, what's in, what's not, and just get some tips on and perspective on how to act around women. And last but not least, we run dating workshops called the Weekend Crash Course, where we actually take our students out into the field, such as bars, clubs, and other night venues, and actually show them the ropes. We show them exactly how to meet, attract, and approach women. We have a large number of dating coaches available who will, you know, tag along and actually demonstrate live and step-by-step how they can actually approach women, what to say, what type of body language to use, and pretty much everything under the sun when it comes to seduction. So, and then the best thing about this workshops is it's practical field experience. So what we actually do is, after showing our students how we do it and what actually works with attracting women, we actually encourage and even push our students to do the same. So at the end of the workshop, they know exactly how to approach women, and they have no fear when it comes to talking to women and actually, you know, going for a kiss, getting their phone number, and they know exactly what to do when it comes to dating women, so which is the great thing for all.
Awesome, Alex. Well, guys, check it out at attractwomen.com.au, and please do us both a favor and get out there and start using Alex's advice to convert more numbers into dates and then to kill it on the first date, so that she's dying to see more of you or go home with you the same night. So don't delay. Get out there and start putting this stuff to use today.